Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and on this 10th day of June 2019, this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. It is my pleasure and my privilege to be able to pray for you. Welcome to all of you who are brand new listeners. I'm so thankful for you. I pray that this podcast would be a blessing. The gist of it is that I read through scripture. Currently, we're going through the book of Proverbs. We're going to finish up chapter 3 today, and then I pray for you according to that scripture. So today, we're in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 30 through 35 in the Message translation, and it says this: Don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder, always spoiling for a fight. Don't try to be like those who shoulder their way through life. Why be a bully? Why not, you say? Because God can't stand twisted souls. It's the straightforward who get his respect. God's curse blights the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He gives proud skeptics a cold shoulder, but if you're down on your luck, he's right there to help. Wise living gets rewarded with honor. Stupid living gets the booby prize. Mind if I pray for you? Okay, Lord, thank you so much for the Message translation, and thank you for these verses. Lord, some of us have been bullies, and some of us have been bullied. And so I pray that you would search our hearts and know us and show us when we are being bullies. And Lord, I know that that doesn't mean that we yell at people or, physically push them, but some of us have been bullies in our minds, where we may not say it out loud or to their face, but we may gossip about it behind their back, or we may harbor very bad thoughts in our minds and have judgmental feelings toward people relentlessly in a way that colors the way we interact with them. And so, Lord, forgive us for that. We don't want to be bullies. We don't want to be internal bullies. Certainly, we don't want to be external bullies. And I know that people who are in those kinds of positions, and I'll place myself there, we do it because we are feeling insecure and we're not feeling needed or wanted or noticed. And so, Lord, thank you that you want and need and notice us, that you love us, and that we are worthy because you have endowed us with worth. You have created us in your image. We bear your image as image bearers of you. That's kind of redundant, but that's true. And so, Lord, I pray that you would inform our worth so that we don't have to kind of artificially prop it up by condemning or putting down someone else. Lord, we want to be straightforward. We want to be honest with kindness. We want to be for people and not against them. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to wrangle our way through this day with the kind of joy that's necessary to love people well. We want to be a house that's blessed by you. We want our homes to be places of shalom, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your gentleness, your faithfulness. We want to have self-control. And I know that those who practice bully ways do not have self-control. So please grant us that fruit of the Spirit, and that we would walk in discipline and self-control today. Lord, I know that you know the proud from afar, but you know the humble up close. And so, Lord, search us again and help us to find out if there's a prideful way in us that pushes you away, thinks we know better than you do. And instead, Lord, we choose to humble ourselves before you, and we say that we're so grateful that you know the humble up close. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you may properly exalt us at the time that is the right time. Lord, you are the one who is at the banqueting feast, and as we walk in and try to get the first seat, we may be demoted, but if we take that last seat, oftentimes the one who is the head of that beautiful feast will cause us to rise up to a higher place of prominence. And so, Lord, help us to keep that in our minds today. Help us to take the lowest seat, the last place. Help us to come to serve and not to be served. Help us to not think that we're better than anybody else. Help us to see our fellow humans as worthy of dignity, as worthy of affection and kindness and gentleness and politeness. Help us to speak the truth in love. Help us to connect with people face to face rather than just online. And we also pray for those folks who are like bullies to us in our lives, and we pray first that they would come to know you, they would come to the end of themselves, and they would bow the knee. But we also pray you give us the ability to love them well, and know when to have boundaries, and know how to just how to interact with folks like that and whether we need to walk away or not. Lord, you have that discernment for us, so I just thank you that you'll give it to us. I just pray all these things in the powerful, beautiful, amazing, lovely name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, you are a blessing to me, and I cannot thank you enough for spending your time with me every day in prayer.